From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. There's only 3 days until the election, and the rival U.S. presidential candidates are making multiple appearances across the nation. Speaking in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Hillary Clinton called on voters to make sure they take part in the election and not just sit on the sidelines Tuesday.
And if we do what we should, then on November the 9th, this coming Wednesday, we can all wake up and say, I'm going to do my part to make sure that America lives up to its promise to every one of our people, especially every one of our children who deserve the chance to live up to their God-given potential.
Republican Donald Trump made appearances in North Carolina, Florida, and Nevada on Saturday. Trump told his supporters that Clinton's email scandal would prevent her from being an effective president.
We need a government that can work and work well from day one for the American people. That will be impossible with Hillary Clinton, the prime suspect in a massive, far-reaching criminal investigation.
Trump's campaign said he would also make a stop in Minnesota on Sunday, a traditionally Democratic state in which he is trailing Clinton by just a few points. With just 3 days of campaigning left before Americans cast their ballots, polls show a tightening of the race between the two candidates. A Real Clear Politics poll average shows Clinton slightly ahead with 46.6% of the vote. That's compared to 44.8% for Donald Trump. For more on this story, visit our website. This is VOA News. The United States military says this week's deadly clashes with Taliban insurgents in northern Afghanistan very likely harmed civilians. Provincial authorities say Thursday's pre-dawn joint counterinsurgency airstrikes near the northern city of Kunduz killed at least 33 civilians, half of them children. Two U.S. soldiers and several Afghan commando forces were killed before airstrikes were called, but until now, the U.S. military had not spoken about possible collateral damage. Turkish police used water cannon and tear gas on hundreds of protesters Saturday in Istanbul to disrupt a march in support of an opposition newspaper, whose staff had earlier been arrested as part of an ongoing government crackdown. The protest erupted hours after Turkish authorities ordered 9 executives and journalists from the opposition secularist Cumhuriyet newspaper held for trial. Prosecutors linked the arrest to the newspaper's alleged support for a fugitive cleric suspected of orchestrating a failed coup attempt in July, and for its alleged links to Kurdish militants that are battling the Ankara government. An Iraqi general says his forces trying to encircle the embattled city of Mosul have driven Islamic State extremists out of a key town on the city's southern front. Iraqi General Najim al-Jaburi says his forces drove ISIS out of Hammam al-Ali, 15 kilometers south of Mosul's center, followed by an advance by Iraqi special forces against Mosul's eastern perimeter.
Now the situation is very good. Our troops almost liberate all Hammam Ali city. The federal police and the 15th division attack ISIS in Hammam Ali at 10 a.m. this morning.
The Iraqis have gained a foothold in the Gojaliv district of Mosul, overcoming heavy fortifications by Islamic State militants in control of the area for the past 2 years. Pope Francis has denounced what he called scandalous amounts of money that governments and world institutions have found to save ailing banks, but not suffering people, including migrants who are dying as they try to cross the Mediterranean Sea. The pontiff denounced the policies that he described the current treatment of migrants in the Mediterranean as shameful. And Nigerian army officials say government troops rescued one of the Chibok schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram Islamic extremists more than 2 years ago. A military spokesman said the girl was found Friday in Borno State. She was carrying a baby boy. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.